In this bulletin, Anastasia Palaszczuk has claimed victory for Labor in the Queensland state election, a Greek Orthodox priest shot and injured in the French city of Lyon, and New Zealand secure the Bledisloe Cup with a 43-5 victory over Australia. For the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Liu. Anastasia Palaszczuk has claimed victory for Labor in the Queensland state election, becoming the first woman in the nation's political history to win three elections. Liberal National Party leader Deb Frecklington conceded defeat last night and intends to remain in the job following the Queensland election loss. As vote counting continues, Ms. Palaszczuk told supporters in her electorate she was confident of governing in majority.
For many Queenslanders, I know it's been an incredibly tough year. It's been tough not being able to see your family and friends in other states or even around the world, as we've been in the midst of a global pandemic. But here in Queensland, we've all stood strong and united. And together, we're on top of the pandemic. And if we continue to work together, we will stay strong.
Labor is on track to hold as many as 49 seats, up one on its previous numbers. The LNP looks likely to retain at least 32 seats in the 93-seat parliament. In the last parliament, the opposition had 38 seats. A Greek Orthodox priest has been wounded after a shooting in the French city of Lyon. A police source says the attacker fired twice at the priest while he was closing the church before fleeing the scene. It's the latest in a string of suspected terrorist attacks around France in recent days, including the killing of three people in a church in Nice and the beheading of a Parisian schoolteacher. The mayor of Lyon, Gregory Doucet, says the priest is undergoing an operation in hospital after sustaining life-threatening injuries. Mr. Doucet has praised the response by police, who have locked down the neighbourhood and are searching for the attacker.
I compliment this evening the excellent coordination between the municipal police, who were the first to intervene on location, and evidently the rescue services. They also arrived very quickly, the national police and the sentinel operation, who made the neighbourhood secured very quickly. The coordination between these forces was exemplary.
England has announced a month-long national lockdown as the country's coronavirus cases surge past 1 million. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says residents will be under strict stay-at-home orders from the 5th of November until the 2nd of December. Schools, colleges and universities will remain open, while pubs, bars and restaurants will be forced to close. Mr. Johnson warns tough action is needed to prevent hospitals from being overrun, as England records more than 20,000 new infections per day.
The virus is spreading even faster than the reasonable worst case scenario of our scientific advisors, whose models, as you've just seen, now suggest that unless we act, we could see deaths in this country running at several thousand a day, a peak of mortality, alas, bigger than the one we saw in April.
Socially distanced gatherings outdoors will take place in celebration of Multicultural Month, beginning today in Melbourne's Federation Square. The event coincides with Victorian's first weekend of easing of restrictions after months of lockdown. Chief Experience Officer of Federation Square, Susanna Bishop, says physical events will complement a variety of virtual meetups. In rugby, New Zealand have secured the Bledisloe Cup with a 43-5 victory over Australia, the All Blacks' biggest winning margin against the Wallabies. New Zealand piled on 6 tries to 1, with Richie Mwanga scoring a double and a 23-point personal haul. The All Blacks took an unbeatable 2-0 lead in the 4-game series. New Zealand coach Ian Foster says winning the trophy is a significant achievement for the team.
You saw the feeling and from our guys on the field afterwards, just how much the Bledisloe means to us. And one of the reasons it means so much is how much respect we've got for this Wallabies team, and it's been a tough series to date, and I think for us to play that well over here is something that we're pretty proud of.
Australia has not won the Bledisloe Cup since 2002. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, showers and 21 degrees. Adelaide, sunny 27. Melbourne, partly cloudy 18. Hobart, partly cloudy 17. Canberra, partly cloudy 21. Wollongong, showers and windy 20. Sydney, a shower or two and windy 21. Newcastle, shower or two becoming windy 23. Brisbane, sunny 33. Cairns, much the same, also 33. And Darwin, mostly sunny 35. Jennifer Liu, this is SBS News.